A secret worth $1.1 billion. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The parent company of Victoria's Secret is selling control of the lingerie brand in a $1.1 billion deal, according to multiple reports this morning. Parent company L Brands is a public company, and the deal would take Victoria's Secret private. Marketplace's Justin Ho is following this. Justin, why is L Brands trying to offload Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, Victoria's Secret is this brand that dominated fashion and culture for years, and like a lot of other mall chains, its sales have been falling. Last quarter alone, sales dropped 12%. The company's been closing stores. L Brands stock is down 73% over the past 5 years. And part of this is the decline of malls and, you know, the way retail is changing, but it's also the image Victoria's Secret promoted over the years. You know, think of the marketing, the uniformity of its models, the fashion show, which got canceled last year. More recently, the company's made efforts to look more inclusive. You know, research shows consumers want that, but other brands were just quicker to modernize this way.
That's not the only problem Victoria's Secret has faced, is it not?
Right. There was a big New York Times investigation this year into the culture at Victoria's Secret. The report described bullying, misogyny, harassment within the company, and a lot of criticism has centered on its CEO, Leslie Wexner. Scrutiny over the culture he presided over and also his close ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Reports today say Wexner is expected to step down.
Who's the buyer? What do we know about them?
Well, it's this private equity company called Sycamore Partners, and it focuses on consumer and retail brands, brands that are often troubled. The company owns Staples and has bought up several other flagging mall chains in the past, The Limited, Aeropostale, even Hot Topic.
Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you.
You're welcome.
Viacom CBS reports its earnings today. Why is that interesting? Well, it's the first quarterly report since CBS and Viacom became one. They merged back in December. So investors have been wondering, how's that marriage going? In particular, what's the plan for streaming? CBS and Viacom had existing individual streaming services. Viacom CBS is expected to let people watch shows from both. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
One potential problem with a new Viacom CBS offering, it's going into battle without some of its big weapons.
It's the best surprise ever. Oh, boy! You ready? Yeah! Okay!
Viacom sold streaming rights for South Park to HBO Max last year, and it sold Netflix some of the most popular Nickelodeon characters for new shows. Neil Macker is an analyst with Morningstar.
It does seem like a weird strategic move if you're going to move into the marketplace. Why are you selling one of your competitors one of your most valuable pieces of property?
A new Viacom CBS streaming channel would still bring plenty to the table. All those CBS cop shows, Paramount Pictures movies like The Godfather and the Star Trek franchise. Arun Sharma teaches marketing at the University of Miami.
It doesn't matter that they're late in the game. They have specific audiences which will try their services.
He says if the content is good enough, Viacom CBS will boldly go where lots of companies have already gone. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at the numbers. The FTSE in London is up less than a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the tenth percent range, with the Dow future down 36 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.55%. President Trump has often and repeatedly said his trade policies have raked in billions for the government and have not hurt the economy. Well, the White House's chief economist, Tomas Philipson, says, actually, uncertainty created by trade negotiations dampened investment. That is something many economists from universities to Wall Street have said is a given. U.S. consumers have been the ones to pay President Trump's tariffs, and the Federal Reserve estimates the tariffs may have lowered U.S. GDP growth by a percentage point.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to what we call Econ Extra Credit, where we revisit basic economics on a weekly basis. Marketplace's David Brancaccio is reading a free Econ 101 textbook, a chapter a week through April. This week, the core Econ book uses the Beatles to make a point about unintended economic consequences. Here is David.
All you have to hear is this opening riff.
One, two.
And you know where this is going. I'm into the chapter in this econ textbook where the focus is on making public policy more efficient and more fair using economics, policy like taxes, which is where the Beatles come in. You know this lyric.
There's one for you, 19 for me.
Britain's government in 1966 had a 95% marginal tax rate called a super tax. It was for some limited types of unearned income for rich people. The taxpayer keeps 5%.
Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all.
The economics chapter is in part about how public policy crafted wrong doesn't get the desired outcome, such as when the Brits were trying to raise revenue. When you raise taxes super high, it can sometimes incentivize affluent people to move money offshore, which the Beatles try.
If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet.
Or the higher tax rate can make it cost-effective to hire expensive tax accountants. It took a couple of years, but the Beatles eventually set up Apple Corps Limited, which the book says let the Beatles pay corporate taxes that were lower than income taxes.
And you're working for no one but me.
You can join us in what we are calling Econ Extra Credit, where we go back to basics, revisiting key economic themes on a weekly basis. And you can participate too. There's a green button at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.